With Valley Public Radio News, I'm Kathleen Schock. Huge wildfires are burning in the state and across the West. But even small brush fires can be devastating to local communities. As FM89's Madi Bolaños reports, residents of Poplar, an unincorporated community of about 2,200 people in eastern Tulare County, are struggling after a fire burned down their lifeline.
Aziz Hassan walks through the remains of his trailer home and the mini-mart that his family has owned for more than 50 years in Poplar. On July 9th, he says, a power line that ran through a tree in between his property and his neighbors sparked.
It caught fire on this tree, the first tree. It flamed that up from on top, started going down. Once it hit the floor, then the CVA garage caught on fire.
The CVA is the Central Valley Empowerment Alliance. It's a community-based organization that was supposed to hold a youth vaccination event that day, according to Executive Director Mari Perez Ruiz. No kids were injured, but the supplies intended for them were destroyed.
We expected over 400 students to come from all over the area, and we had backpacks filled with supplies, lunch boxes. We had over $100,000 of clothing from Forever 21.
While the CVA's garage caught on fire, the only structural damage was on the roof. Still, she says the items inside the garage, including six quinceañera dresses, canned food, and school supplies, are unsalvageable.
And I recognize that even in the midst of all of this, we are one of the luckier ones.
But others weren't so lucky. The Porterville Fire Department said the cause of the blaze is still under investigation. What residents know for sure is that within 30 minutes, the fire had destroyed two trailer homes and damaged another house. It also burned Adams Market, the mini-mart that was home to four immigrant-owned businesses. They were the lifeline for people living in the community and surrounding areas.
People come from far to shop, to cash their checks, to get their hair done, to transfer monies to their families.
Families living in Mexico, Central America, and Yemen. She says most residents in Poplar are undocumented and low-income. Now, the only business left in their community is another small grocery store.
Even though we are in the Central Valley, we provide food for the world, we find ourselves in a food desert. And when one of our two grocery stores, the oldest one in town, becomes ashes, it has an impact that is beyond Poplar.
I visit the community 5 days after the fire. It doesn't smell like smoke anymore, but evidence of the fire is everywhere. A couch inside one of the trailers is burned down to its springs. Half-burnt backpacks are piled up near the CVA building. And the local business owners who gathered in the CVA tell me they are still processing the loss. Veronica Quiñones owned the hair salon in the building for 4 years. She says she was washing a client's hair when someone ran into her salon and told her the building had caught on fire.
We didn't have time to think or to try to take anything with us. In 5 minutes, when I least expected it, I lost everything.
And with four kids and a pandemic that shut down her business for months, she says she couldn't afford insurance. Now, she's not sure how she will recover.
Everything burned. I don't have scissors or even a place to work.
She's not the only one. Gregorio Rodriguez and his wife had owned La Potosina, a panaderia or bakery, for 2 years. He says it was their dream to open up their own bakery. They saved every penny they could for nearly 10 years.
Like Vero said, you lose everything, all the years of hard work, early mornings, late nights, and suddenly it's gone.
And without insurance to cover the damages, he says he's not sure what the future holds.
We were a family business. We lived off our day-to-day sales.
The Rodriguez family will need to figure out how they're going to pay for next month's bills. Cesar Leonel Cruz Chavez, who rented a room next door to Adams Market, needs to find immediate housing.
Right now, we're not sleeping there. We're sleeping in our cars.
Chavez says he works the night shift at a dairy farm 3 minutes away. That's where he showers. He then heads to his car to sleep in the record-breaking heat.
I waste more gas, but I turn on the air conditioning and, well, there I am struggling.
Marie Perez Ruiz says the Red Cross offered the displaced people $500 vouchers for hotels, but that only covered about three nights in the area. And she says the community is facing a housing crisis, making it more difficult for Cesar and the other 11 displaced people to find a place to live.
Finding housing, you know, the only option for many would be to move out of the community, and that's displacement, just because there's no housing available.
That's why she says she's reached out to State Senator Melissa Hurtado and County Supervisor Dennis Thompson for help. Senator Hurtado says she will do what she can to connect the community with resources. In the meantime, Perez Ruiz says the community will focus on rebuilding. They've also created a GoFundMe to help the families affected by the fire. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Mari Bolaños.
This story is part of the Central Valley News Collaborative, which is supported by the Central Valley Community Foundation with technology and training support by Microsoft Corporation.